Good evening. My name is Danielle Soto with AQMD, and we're going to get started on our updates. And the first one for this evening is I'd like to announce to everyone that these conference calls are now going to be monthly, and they will be the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m., just like we're having this evening. And we will see you at the fourth Tuesday in July. For our first, second update, we'll go to monitoring.
So this is Jason Lowe from Monitoring Analysis, and we do have one facility that was put in curtailment today. That facility is Aniplex. In the past 2 weeks, no other facility has been put in curtailment. The latest data is up on the AQMD website through June 24th. And per the request at the last town hall meeting, meteorology data has been posted along with the ambient air monitoring data, and it's in the form of wind roses. Today is a sampling day, and the next sampling day is Friday, June 30th. To kind of give a brief highlight of the last couple weeks of ambient results, the samples over near the aircraft site are all below 1.0 nanogram per cubic meter. As mentioned, Aniplex, as of the June 24 sample, there was a value of 4.5 nanograms per cubic meter observed at one of the monitors nearby there, which by that one sample was the basis for the decision for curtailment. And then also in the past couple weeks, there have been repeated slightly elevated levels near Madison and Illinois. Moving to Southern Paramount, there have been some multiple elevated levels observed, up to 3.2 nanograms per cubic meter. And over in the southeast section of Paramount, bordering Long Beach, some of the levels have been observed up to 2.6 nanograms per cubic meter. When we look at the school data from the last couple weeks up to June 21st, the schools have all been under 0.42 nanograms per cubic meter, with exception to one value on the recent set near Lincoln, and that value was 1.0 nanograms per cubic meter. We are finalizing some of the on-site measurements that have been conducted at some of the facilities in the city of Paramount, and they will be public and posted to the website if not considered compliance confidential, and that should happen in the next couple weeks. There have been a couple of additional samplers that have been placed. Specifically, they've been placed south of Promise Hospital to kind of cover more of a downwind area of the southern industrial area in Paramount. Also, we've added extra meteorology to the site near Promise Hospital. And at that same site, near real-time metals are being measured. Now, this does not measure hexavalent chromium, but it does measure total chromium, nickel, lead, arsenic, and cadmium. And we are reviewing some of the preliminary data, and we'll provide a brief summary at the next call. And that concludes the update for monitoring.
Thank you very much. We will now go to our update for enforcement.
Good evening. The enforcement team has continued to perform odor observations. Oh, I'm sorry, Marion Coleman. The compliance division continues to perform odor observations near Lincoln Elementary School, as well as in the southern part of Paramount. We continue to respond to odor complaints and are continuing to evaluate the levels, the elevated levels that are on our monitors and an attempt to identify the source of those levels. And that concludes the compliance and enforcements update.
Thank you very much. We will now go to Susan Nakamura for a planning update.
Hi, this is Susan Nakamura. So for in planning, there's a couple things that are going on. For our Rule 1402, which implements our AB 2588 hotspots program, we have received the health risk assessments and risk reduction plans for Aerocraft and Aniplex. And so the South Coast AQMD staff is reviewing those documents and we'll provide some initial comments to them probably in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll continue to do the full review and analysis of those reports, and we'll be following up with the community and with the facilities. In addition, we have a Rule 1469 working group meeting scheduled for Thursday here at the district in Conference Room GB at 1 o'clock. Rule 1469 is a hexavalent chrome plating and anodizing rule. This is the a rule that affects Anaplex and mainly covers the operations that Anaplex conducts. And so we're looking at the rule and to add additional provisions based on the findings that we have at Anaplex and other chrome plating and anodizing facilities. And that concludes my update.
Thank you. We'll now go to Amir Deshbash for an engineering update.
Good evening. Since our last report, the engineering staff have issued permits to Anaplex for installation of the proposed control device and the equipment that the control device will serve to reduce chrome emissions from Anaplex's operation. We have also proposed permits to United States Environmental Protection Agency for installation of control device for the grinding operation at Aerocraft pursuant to their order of abatement. Since Aerocraft is considered a major source of emissions, they're subject to federal permitting requirements, which requires EPA's review and approval before we can finalize their permit. We're currently waiting for EPA to complete their review. That concludes my report.
Thank you. We'll now go to Nick Sanchez for a legal update.
Good evening. As announced by Dr. Lowe, we continue to enforce the orders for abatement issued against the facilities upon verification of the excess hexavalent chrome emissions at the monitors near Anaplex that triggered enforcement of the condition of the order requiring curtailment. So we communicated with the facility, gave them notice required per the order, and that was initiated today. Upcoming, we have the July 13th hearing at the district for Carlton Forge. Notice will be provided to the community of the time of the hearing, which should commence at 9 a.m. That concludes my update for this evening.
Thank you very much. Sam Atwood, do you have a media update?
Thank you, Danielle. In conjunction with today's curtailment order for Anaplex, we did issue a press release. It's also posted to our website, and the Long Beach Press-Telegram will likely be reporting this in an article tonight or tomorrow. That concludes my update.
Thank you very much. We will now go to questions. If you have any questions, you can email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And our first question is, why, if the levels at the monitors, specifically 19 through 27, are still way above the normal level, has there not been any NOVs given to Weber Metals, Press Forge, and Matco? What is being done with those three companies to ensure the health of the residents that live near there?
This is Nick Sanchez from the legal department. As we presented at the last town hall meeting, we have a multi-facet approach to identifying emissions in the area and determining if there's a specific source. We continue to have investigative efforts against these facilities. However, there, you know, it is investigative at this stage on the source of those readings. It is constantly being monitored to determine what operations, if any, are attributable to any of these facilities. But if there is a basis to pursue enforcement action against any of these individual facilities, we will do so. But the connection related to those specific facilities at those time remains under investigation by the district.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from Zen. I have a soon-to-be 3-year-old daughter that participates in summer activities at the moment at Abraham Lincoln School. From the data on the air samples, I see that there is an overall high average of hexavalent chromium. For example, on Friday, June 9th, the reading was 2.55 micrograms per cubic meter. In the state of California or the U.S., what is the considered safe level of hexavalent chromium micrograms per cubic meter, as I would like to educate myself to understand these readings?
Do you want to take it since Chokri's not here?
This is Susan Nakamura. So in terms of for hexavalent chrome, what we're looking at is the long-term average. And so, yes, at the, I believe you're probably looking at site 25, and there have been some spikes, but we look at the overall average. Background levels that we're seeing in the Compton area, which was one of the higher averages, was 0.11 nanograms per cubic meter. But when we look at the average monitoring levels for background levels, that we see the band and the average at Lincoln is still within the band of what we would see in the averages. So you see an average and you see some highs and some lows, and the average of Lincoln still falls in that band of what we see in background levels. We are still monitoring at Lincoln, and we're going to continue to monitor at Lincoln for a little while so we can get a better understanding of what the longer term average is at that particular site on site 25, and we'll update you as we progress and find additional information.
Good evening, this is Amir Deshbach. Just to also add to Susan's explanation, to establish the acceptable health risk numbers for any particular cancer-causing material or compound, we use the procedure that has been developed by the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, California, OHEHA. And we look at the cancer potency for individual compounds to determine what is an acceptable level for, depending on the approximate location of the residence or the businesses. So for each individual operation, we go through that process and procedure to determine what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And then we will look at the background averages and the numbers that we have calculated.
Thank you very much. Again, if anyone has any questions, they can email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And we are going to wait for some questions to come in. Again, any questions can be emailed to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Our next question from Zen. So what is an average acceptable level?
No, expectable.
Faces expectable.
Expectable.
Do you think they meant acceptable, though? I think that might
have been well. Acceptable.
Faces. What is an average level of micrograms per cubic meter of hexavalent chromium around Lincoln School? Is there a number, an expectable number or acceptable?
Two different things.
We'd have to calculate it.
We don't have that information. This is Jill Wynott. We don't have that information right on hand. Typically, we look at the emissions from a facility and then we say, what is their impact at a school? I think what you're asking is kind of the reverse. What are the average levels at Lincoln? And if you looked at what would be the health risk or increased potential for getting a cancer at that facility. And I don't believe we have done that calculation, but we can do that and follow up with you tomorrow, and we'll send you an email with that information. And I think the basic message that you've heard, this is Jill again, I think the basic message that you've heard time and again, if you've been on these calls, is that, you know, yes, we're interested when we see a number spike, but it's really the long-term average, because it's really decades of exposure that might cause a problem. So when we do see a spike, we are looking at operation records from companies nearby, looking at the wind patterns, and trying to help identify potential sources. But the long-term average is what's the most important here.
We're going to wait a few minutes for any other questions to come in at AQMD, at publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Give it another 2 minutes for questions. From Zen, thank you, as I have a young daughter, and unlike us adults, her body is small, and she's growing, so smaller levels of particulates can affect her health at her age more. So I have a vested interest in a number so I can get ideas of what is expectable and look at the data myself. Thank you for everyone's help, and I look forward to your information. Thank you, Zen, and no more questions coming in, we will call that an evening. Just a reminder that these calls will now be monthly on the fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. with the same phone number passcode. Thank you very much for your questions, and we will see you in a month.